Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Welcome to the specialist edition ever of the Undressing Room podcast, brought to you by Macy's.
What's up, girl?
Kalani, I can't believe you're here.
I know, you're so blessed and highly favored to have me here.
I am blessed. What are you doing here next to me? We're finally on an episode together.
Well, I had to film a movie, plus I had to come see my girl. I've been seeing you everywhere.
Lord have
mercy. Online, and I want to see you in person, lay eyes on you.
I love that, and you're everywhere online as well, and that's why we're the most hated partner.
Two of the most hated, but loved. I think it's really loved.
It is loved. And, you know, we love to get undressed. We love to bust it down, all the good topics and everything that's going on. I know you've seen this Chris Rock special.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my goodness. It's getting a lot of backlash and a lot of love, depending on who you're asking about it. He's finally publicly responded to Will Smith. This is the first time. Can you believe it's almost been a year?
Amazing restraint to wait this long.
That's what I thought.
And people still are mad about it.
People are still mad about it. Also, we're going to talk about, should you let your friends come around your partner? Because some of them people ain't really your partners, right? They're not your friends.
And some of them are not your friends. We're going to get into it, but I have mixed messages. I mean, I have mixed opinions on this topic.
Do you now?
Something happened to me back in high school I'm still bitter about.
Oh, my God. So you're acting like a man. Something happened back in...
That's my one path,
that's
Gloria.
A little corny, isn't it?
Are you bullying me? Oh, I'm a corny kid now? I'm a corny kid.
Now, I will say this.
And my last name's Jordan.
It is. Don't play. Not great. Now he sent his sister after me. No, but I will say this, and like, you just how they say the Chris Rock thing, and it's like, you do address things that happen to you because people keep bringing it up. And that's something that I've been going through. Everybody this whole entire week, from waiters to flight attendants to people, everywhere you could think, has been coming up to me and saying, the corny kid, right? Like, it's like,
but
literally.
But you're the one that's obsessed. It's the people asking about it. They want to know.
FYI, already came out with the audio that, from the Undressing Room podcast that showed it wasn't me that said it.
L'Oreal.
All kind of stuff. They don't care.
You're not going to win this.
I'm not. I'm just going to give it.
Yeah.
I'm going to just be the bully that y'all want me to be. But now when I start being a bully, don't be upset. don't be upset.
Speaking of being upset, we're not going to be upset at Miss Lauren's coming through. Miss Lauren's going to come over here and show us the latest fashion trends. So if you are a bully out here in these streets, at least you can look good while doing it.
Okay, I like that.
You like that?
I always gotta look good while I bully.
You're a little less of a violation.
I if like you look that. Good doing it. If you look good, because at least somebody could compliment you. Like, your dress is nice, right. Even though you're being
you. A bitch, but them pants is cute.
Come on, you're killing it.
Also, listen, it always goes down in L'Oreal's DMs, but a little bit spicier as of lately, and we're gonna get into all her business.
Be nice to me.
Not yet. You need another week or two of abuse.
Oh, guys, lashings.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, they're going to make you suffer for this one.
Well, I'm excited that we have that going on. You talked about looking fly. I know one way you could look fly is by going to Macy's.
That's right.
Macy's always is going to put you on to what you need to have. And you can own your beauty, own your style with Macy's. The calendar's filling up with a lot of things. One of those things, weddings.
Oh, not mine. Still waiting.
Are you? I hear wedding bells, though.
I thought I was hearing wedding bells by this year. the bells stopped ringing.
Well, it's okay. Even if it's a friend of yours, Macy's will still hold you down with something dope to wear to the wedding. You might need some cool shoes, a bag, a nice little dress. Why not do that there?
Sunglasses to cover my tears.
A spring dress to spring into a well.
There we go.
So you could drown yourself in your tears.
There we go.
No, but they have jewelry, clutches, lingerie, just in case you get lucky. Because one thing I tell you at weddings, I never not met a single guy, because a single, they're probably not single, but they're single that night because they know there's going to be a lot of ladies there.
I had an incident at a wedding one time.
Have you?
Yeah.
My God. I've definitely met a cutie or two. Did it come out good?
There was a walk of shame the next day.
Oh, so you had a good night. Yeah, you had a honeymoon after the wedding, your damn self.
He didn't marry me either.
Oh, my God. Damn, Claudia. Well, okay, how about this? You could get a gift for the bride and groom. Can you at least do that?
I'm very happy for them.
They have dishes, all kinds of stuff. Yes. So you could go on over to Macy's, and even if you need a Macy's wedding dress, they got Macy's Wedding Shop to help you get celebration ready. All you got to do is go to Macy's.com/wedding shop. That's Macy's.com/wedding shop. And we won't be seeing Claudia over there, but you can definitely find her in the wine section drinking her sorrows away.
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Oh my God, this is starting to get a little sad. Let's talk about jokes.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
I was feeling triggered. I was feeling triggered.
Well, who else was triggered? Chris Rock. And if I was him, I might have had to shoot.
Man.
But instead, he just took some shots on stage. His Netflix special is doing really, really well. It's trending right now. I watched it, and I'm not going to lie, because I always tell the truth, and that's probably what my problem is in life.
It is.
I fell asleep, like, after the end, like, after 20 minutes.
But I fell asleep, too.
It was funny, though, at first.
But the ending is where all the smoke was.
Yeah, I saw that in the blogs. Mm-hmm. I didn't need to, you know.
Okay, people are criticizing him, but I think he handled it the right way.
Okay.
He could have talked about it right when it happened and not got a check from it. He chose to do it on his own terms, and, like, Funky Dineva on my other show says, you're going to pay me for my pain.
Yeah.
So put it in a book or put it in a Netflix special and get paid off of it. Because with him, I think he's damned if he did do and damned if he don't.
Yeah.
If he'd have spoke about it earlier, they would have complained about it. He took a year later and did it right before the Oscars anniversary. I think it was genius for marketing.
And everybody else got to speak on it. Why the hell not me? Why do people do that to people? It's like, all right, you went through it. Eddie Murphy can make a joke. It's the funniest thing. Marlon Wayans has a whole comedy hour about it.
And they say it's hilarious, too.
And it's hilarious. But when you mention what happened to yourself, oh, they keep bringing it up. But meanwhile, I'm going to my comments every day. That's why Will Smith smacked your bitch ass. So you're like, wait a minute.
It's funny how they made Chris Rock was the victim and he's been made the bad guy in all of this over some jokes that he made about that can or can be taken as offensive. I didn't think they were offensive because if you go to any of these award shows, they always roast the celebrities in the audience.
Yeah.
It's nothing new.
And they made it seem like Jada was just his wife. I could see if Jada was just Will Smith's lonely, sad wife that had nothing to do with acting. This is Jada Pinkett. Like, we know her.
Public figure.
Before we knew Will, damn near. Yep. Like, I was watching Lowdown Dirty Shame. She was the highlight of the movie to me.
That's right. You know
what I mean? So this is also a celebrity. This is also somebody that's a public figure in the limelight. She got to get it, too, just like everybody else. You know what I mean?
I honestly think it got blown out of proportion. I do not think that, my opinion is, I don't think Chris Rock knew she had alopecia.
I didn't know.
My brother has alopecia and it doesn't look like that. Not to say that she doesn't have it, but my brother has alopecia. It's super, super patchy. It's very obvious.
Yeah.
Jada just looked like she had a really dope, like, shortcut that she could rock.
I'm not going to lie. I always just thought that was it. Like, she was the shortcut mommy, like how Holly Berry, when you seen her with the shortcut, it's kind of like it made you want to cut your hair. You're like, oh, now that's fly. I never, until the whole thing happened, no clue. I never knew that she was dealing with that. And I don't think it was an attack on her illness. Because is it an illness or what
was it? It's a condition.
A condition. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, I don't believe it was a personal attack on her condition. I thought it was just like, you know, it was just it seemed as if it was a regular joke. But what they are saying is Chris Rock has had this thing with Will Smith that stems all the way back into the 90s.
I wonder, is that true though? Do you think?
Is it?
I've been hearing people say that too. And I'm like, I never heard of anything between them until this thing happened. But then again, there's a lot of things behind the scenes that we don't know.
Well, let's listen to some of it.
Okay. Will Smith practices selective outrage. Practices selective outrage. Because everybody knows what the f*** happened. Everybody that really knows I had nothing to do with that. I didn't have any entanglements. I don't know what everybody know. Wilson and his wife was f***ing her son's friend, okay? I normally would not talk about this, but for some reason, these put that on the internet. I have no idea why two talented people would do something that f***ing low down. What the f***? She hurt him way more than he hurt me, okay?
Now, those were low blows, but again, these are things that were put out in the public. Now, August Alsina said it first, but she went on Red Table Talk and Will sat down with her. And this is something they put out there to the world. Now, if somebody jokes about it.
I think celebrities want to have it both ways. I want you to buy my books, watch my talk shows, listen to me, follow me on social media, and I want to give you all this stuff about me, but then I'm going to damn you and tell you you're bullying me when you use it against me or you comment on it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's right. That's why I don't put everything out there about myself that I don't want to be joked on about. You know what I mean? Like, you have a choice in that.
You do.
If you don't want it to be talked about, then guess what? You don't have to bring it up. Don't give them the bullets to shoot back at you. And comedians have every right to use the stuff that you put out. And if you're a trending topic, you don't just get to benefit from the good parts of celebrity. Yep. You have to also think about the pitfalls of it. And sometimes you got to keep some stuff to yourself mm-hmm. if you don't want to be thrown back in your face, because that's what's going to happen.
That's right. Because if it was me, if it was Will and Jada was me, I'd be like, who the hell is August Alsina?
Right.
I've never seen this kid before in my life. Mm-hmm. But here he is, Jada, at your house. That's not me. You're giving the ammunition, though, for people to, like you said, fire at you. Mm-hmm. So why are you surprised now? But he is being very, very petty. Of all the places that Chris Rock could have done this show, he's from New York City. You did it in Baltimore, fam. Baltimore.
But you know, once you slap
me... Where Jade is from.
Hey, man. All but... Listen.
Where Tupac is from.
Hey, I'm not mad at it.
Her other husband.
Once you slap me publicly and you humiliate me in front of not the country, the world, you don't get to tell me how I get to react. I get to be as petty as I want from here on out. And I think people are just treating it differently because they like Will Smith and they like Jade and they may not like Chris Rock as much. Don't you think it's crazy how he's being made the... Like, Chris Rock is being made the... He's the bad guy.
Yeah, but they're saying like, oh, he attacked his wife and he still has, because even shout out my boy, my son, he's saying disrespect breeds disrespect. So he's saying we have to have black respect as a culture in order to move forward. But what he was saying is because he continuously disrespects Will's wife, even though Will has said to him, like, keep her name out your mouth. Da, da, da. Now he's doubling down on the disrespect. Will cannot do nothing but go harder. And then what's that? Kill him? Like, right, what is right. he going to do? So it is, they did say that Will Smith is still very remorseful. And maybe in that moment, he could not hold himself back. I've been in situations where I've stepped outside of my body and maybe did something that mm-hmm. later on I was like, what did I do? Mm-hmm. And we've all, I feel like, had a moment like
for
that.
Sure.
But you're not Will Smith and Chris Rock at the Oscars doing this moment.
I'm still surprised that Will Smith, like the beloved Will Smith, like got out of character, especially when he laughed at the joke when it first happened until he looked at Jada's reaction and then he reacted. That's where I'm like.
That's what really, but you know, the fact of the matter is they're saying he's still reaching out to try to apologize.
And at the end of the day, I do think Will Smith is a nice guy. I do.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think he's I met him before. I think he's one of the nicest people in Hollywood. And I do think he's been made fun of a lot for many, many years.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, maybe that felt like the last straw. And then, you know, and that's the moment he exploded. And I'm sure he regrets it. And I do hope that they can sit down together. I think they're even now. Chris Rock got his jokes off at the comedy special. Will Smith got the slap off. So maybe they're even now. What you think?
Because that's what I was going to ask you. How do we move on from this? Because is this just it? No, this can't be. Do they have a sit down?
They should now. But not,
I think so.
But leave that goddamn red table alone. Don't go to the red table.
Oh my God, that table need to be flipped upside down.
The table
they need
all
to shake the table. They need to do whatever they need to do. Okay. Have you heard about the Drew Sidora thing really quickly?
I have.
I'm sure you have.
Drew Sidora's last name is actually Jordan.
Another, oh my God, all right, I've had
you
enough.
You are surrounded by
I've
Jordan.
I've had enough.
Jordan stay in the news. Don't we, Jordan?
That's
fellas?
My last name too now. Jordan, L'Oreal Jordan.
L'Oreal Jordan.
Yeah.
Is that your last name?
No, damn it.
It could be.
It's my middle name.
Oh, damn. Really?
No.
You see, you lying to me.
You're gullible.
Man, L'Oreal, the thing with
just
Drew.
Just call me Jordan from now on.
All right, Jordan. Miss Jordan. So, yeah, the thing with Drew Sidora.
With Drew Jordan.
Drew Jordan. Man, so Mimi's a good friend of mine. And I'm Mimi's.
And she has a good friend in common with Drew Sidora, no?
They do.
That's
so Mimi's girlfriend, well, former girlfriend, Ty, has been in a picture with Drew, and it looks like they're real chummy.
How chummy is chum?
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
How much chum could a chum chum no?
Chum 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 chum. Is that the noise?
Chum 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 chum.
A munch. That's the noise that munches make.
Well, that's the song that Mimi put on the video when she posted the picture of them two. She put the munch song and she
I didn't even know that. I just like, look at that.
You have good instincts there.
So, but let's be clear. I mean, that's unfortunate for Mimi because I thought Mimi and Ty was in a entanglement or whatever's been going on with them.
I don't know. I told Mimi to walk away from that a long time ago. Ty, you can be mad at me if you want to. You can't fight me. I have security.
Oh, man. You don't want that problem.
No, I don't.
But I will say this. Ralph Pittman, he's been doing some shady stuff for quite some time. And the fact that they both ran to file for divorce within minutes of each other, how petty is this?
I love it. I love that she said, oh, you're going to go file for me? I'm going to go file before you and get in 51 minutes. That's something I would do.
So what does it matter if you put in first?
Certain states do.
So
especially when it comes to like support and all that kind of stuff,
really?
Like the reason for divorce. Mm-hmm. You know, he was on TV. I'm glad that they're getting a divorce now because I think he made her look bad a lot of times.
Oh my God, he's related to Wax, and that's y'all know that's my co-host of Bully and the Beast. So I'm already knowing.
Are they cousins?
They are cousins. So anybody that even is in the lineage is it lineage to do with Wax is disgusting.
Wax off the chain.
He's disgusting. So the fact that she married that man and like he, what did he do? Go on a trip with some girls.
He would go on a trip and just disappear and not hit her up.
But
and
on the show though, like he knew on television, you embarrassed her.
That's usually where you act right. Like you, that's some bold ass. That's bold.
On TV, you put on your best behavior. You better not embarrass me.
So who's the bad guy in the situation? Who's the worst one? Is it Drew? Is it Ralph? Is it Ty? Because Mimi's innocent in this.
I'm going to have to give it to Drew. The reason why I'm going to have to give it to Drew is because you knew what type of man you had.
Maybe she didn't, though. We don't usually know until it's too late.
Oh, we knew. Okay. I knew from watching two episodes that it was time to go from Ralph.
Okay.
And my thing is, if you move on, why you got to hurt somebody else? Like, why would you want to jump in? So you're going to leave your relationship because for whatever reason, I'm assuming it's unfaithfulness, right?
Mm-hmm.
To go help somebody else be unfaithful in their relationship and not hurt another innocent person. Ain't you supposed to be the innocent one that got hurt? So you're going to do that to Mimi?
Damn.
I think that's kind of whack. If you ask me, in my opinion, that was trash. Like, hurt people, I get it. But why? What Mimi did to you?
Right, yeah, damn. Drew, you know I like you, Drew. I'm trying to rock with you. I'm trying to defend you right here. But
nah, Drew, Jordan, you ain't right.
Oh, come on.
What? That was her name? You told us. I would have never known.
Drew, cousin Drew, call in. Hit me up. We're going to talk.
I mean, I don't mind discussing this with her. But you're from the outside looking in because I don't know. I know Mimi is the only person. I haven't spoken to Mimi.
Yeah.
So I don't know this situation.
I just don't know the timeline. Like, I don't know when they stop talking because I know that they be on and off. So maybe the only way that Drew is going to look good in this is if they had been broken up for a minute.
Well, it's not giving because Mimi would have never posted up the picture and kind of put it on blast. If I'm putting that on blast, that's because I'm hurt and I want people to see like, oh, this girl is foul and she ain't the innocent victim you think
I gotta
she
talk.
Is.
I'm going to talk to her today when I leave here. I want to know if it's because she went to another reality star or was she cheating? Because I know they had broken up before when that other when Ty was out there allegedly about to go on vacation with another girl.
Yeah, but they look like they was just having fun just a couple months ago, stepping in the name of love in a club.
Damn it, Ty.
But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Again, outside looking in, these timelines might not match up, but this is what I'm seeing. And big shout out. It is Women's History Month, though, so we ain't gonna bash all the ladies, right? We gotta show some love out there.
I'm bashing some.
Okay, we're gonna bash some of them, but we're gonna give some love to Oprah Winfrey.
Yes.
And it doesn't get any bigger than her. She's obviously the richest black woman in the entire world. Rihanna's on that ass, though.
She is. She right behind her.
Riri right there. I did go into the Savage Fenty store. They have one in the Lenox Mall.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Riri. is getting there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I like the selections better online, mm-hmm. but like it's getting there. I like how the store looks. I just think it just need a little more Riri touch.
Okay.
It's not enough Riri in
She's
there.
She's been busy with babies and stuff.
But shout out to Oprah. obviously, nationally syndicated talk show, the Oprah Winfrey Show, the chairwoman and CEO of Harpo Productions, as long as the Oprah Winfrey Network. We want to send her flowers because that's where we strive to be. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to have the L'Oreal and Claudia Network.
We could buy islands, too.
Yeah, we could get island. We could buy Stedman's.
We could buy, oh, yeah.
We could buy Gale's. You could still buy those.
Oh, you want to buy a Gale? Okay. Buy, I'm not mad at you.
Buy yourself a Gale. I might want to buy myself a Gale.
Get it where you fit in.
She also purchased 870 acres of land in Maui. $6.6 million.
Wow.
Must be damn nice.
She came, man, and self-made.
Self-made.
Oprah did her thing.
Harpo beat her back in the day. You told Harpo to beat her.
Oprah, can you adopt?
Is that a real story?
It feels very real.
It does. It does.
Oprah, can you adopt us?
Please, Oprah. I'm not old. I'm not too old for that. Let's talk about this.
Should you bring your man, bring all your friends around your man? Have you ever had an issue with that? Like bringing your man around your friends? Do you trust your friends more or do you trust your man more?
It's not even about the trust with me. It's about the power struggle of who's going to get the attention.
Oh, okay.
That's usually my issue with my friend. Because, like, I could be a girl's girl or I could be a guy's girl. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, it's when I jump in, I'm all in, right?
Got it. Okay.
So if I'm around certain people, I'm not going to say I act different, but I give more people attention. Do you get what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, like, my girls don't really like when my dude is around because he gets all the attention. No, he doesn't mind. I give him all the attention regardless. I think I'm one of those friends that you hate that gets a man.
And then you don't hear from them?
No, you'll hear from me, but it's going to be you going to hear from us.
Oh, like, so y'all going to be FaceTiming together, not
yes, yes.
I got a friend like
He's
that.
He's in the background or something.
I'm like, can I talk to you without him? Yo, like, so imagine you introduce your friend to your boyfriend or baby daddy, and she comes to your baby shower, hangs out with you, and says that you guys are her favorite couple.
Okay.
Next thing you know, she's dating him, and she texts
She's
this,
dating who?
Your man.
Alive?
Alive.
No, and like she can breathe and walk
still,
and talk?
Yep.
And she not dating my man.
So for this tweet, I'm going to go to a millennial that actually knows what she's doing because that's what they do, these youngins. Okay, what's the tweet?
Okay, well, this is super long. Am I reading the whole thing?
Come on, millennial, okay. Come through.
Okay. This is the moral, right? She sent to her, I guess, that she day together. And the moral was, we are happy and very much in love. So thank you for introducing me to my man. After all, what God cannot do does not exist. Stop texting my man. And for the love of God, stop harassing us. Focus on your own blessing and use this energy in making sure you raise a beautiful girl that doesn't end up being like you. They would have been taking me out of freaking handcuffs.
I would have caught a case.
I would have been in a straitjacket.
Yeah.
So same. You came as my friend to my baby shower. You got the man.
Stole
okay,
him.
You mm-hmm. stole him. You stole a man. But again, he wanted to be chose because he went with her, right?
Yeah.
But you got the audacity to be talking to me and say before she ends up like you.
And another thing I don't like, and this happens a lot in certain parts of the country, I won't throw shade, but y'all know where y'all stay. When you use religion and the Lord and say words like blessing, there's no blessing, and that's not from the Lord.
No, it's
when
not.
You have to go after someone that you know is in a relationship with a girl that you're friends with. Leave the Lord out of this. That was nothing but the devil. And that's actually mean and very selfish.
Mm-hmm.
At least have some humility about it. Like, listen, I feel really bad, but I fell in love with your guy. I feel awful about
she
it.
She said, not- thank you for introducing me to
Yo, she
my
bold.
Guy.
That's a bold bitch right there.
My guy, and you need to focus on your daughter. First of all, that was
that's mean.
His daughter, too. Yeah, she's nasty. And you know what? God don't like ugly. He ain't too fine or pretty. And best believe, she is how you get him, how you keep him.
That's true.
How you lose him.
That's true.
Right or wrong?
Yeah, I think we need to go back to the old school days. Like, I'm not into, like, guns and weapons, but I think we need to go back to good old-fashioned ass whoopings. Or at least, like, wrestling. Something. Because I couldn't just let that go.
Hands and feet. And not this ain't even over no man. This is over disrespect. You're being, not only did you do what you did, but you're nasty. And you're trying to be malicious about it. It's just there's nothing. There's a special place in hell for this woman. And I hope she gets a tan.
And you shouldn't, like, you shouldn't have to worry about having your closest friends around your closest, the man in your life. You should be able to have them both coexist without feeling like they're going to betray you. Or you picked wrong.
But when you hear stuff like this, it does put you in a space to be like, and I will say this, to a certain extent, no, I don't think certain spaces your dude should be with one of your homegirls. I just don't. Like, mm-hmm. Why should they be by themselves doing anything? Like, nothing like that. It's not about the trust thing. It's just like, it's inappropriate.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna go running around with my dude's homeboys. To be honest, like, and I was at a point in time, I would be cool with, like, my guy, like, who I was dating. I would be cool with their friends. And, like, the older I got, I'm like, those ain't my friends. One, it'd be sis to death, and then you turn around and be in another girl face, mm-hmm. and now she sis. Yeah. That's one thing. And I take those kind of things personal. If we mm-hmm. have a relationship, it's going to be genuine, like a friendship.
Yeah.
It's not going to be fake, so don't speak to me. So for real, like, when it comes to my guy and his friends, I give him his space. Like, I just try to be like, say one comes around, I'm over here.
Yeah, be cool, but don't be too friendly. I knew this chick back in Cali that she was, she was around her man's best friend all the time, and she basically hijacked the best friend and now made the best friend her best friend, and it was a guy.
Yeah, that happened to me too before.
I'm like, how y'all do that? Your man's okay with that?
Yeah, I mean, shoot, at one point in time, that, like I said, I was younger, that happened to me, but we were so close and we was always the three of us together that he really did end up being a close friend of mine. But then the guy got real insecure and started accusing me, mm-hmm. and he would never tell the friend, but he would start accusing me of messing with the guy, and I never even looked at him like that. And to be honest with you, he's the reason why I started looking at him like that. I'm like, well, should I be looking at him instead? Because, and then he just disappeared for like a while, and I really did end up starting talking to the dude.
Oh, you talked to the friend?
And then he came back and was like, I'm sorry, I was wrong.
Love triangle. Oh, damn, look at you causing trouble. You been causing trouble.
I did.
You been a problem.
Now, with that one, I was dead wrong. I was foul. But like, you know when he stopped talking to me? On my birthday.
So you felt like all bets are off?
No, I looked at, and I didn't hear from him at all. Like, he just... And me and him was still cool, hanging out. It wasn't even nothing like that. It turned into something.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the one that put it in my mind, to be honest. That's why you got to be careful what you pin off on somebody.
That's
if
true.
They didn't really, you know?
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
I had a boyfriend that was trying to get me back. We broke up, and then he sent his boy to like call to like kind of talk me off the ledge and get me back. His boy, the first conversation was 8 hours with me. He's like, "You're cool as hell." Nothing. He's like, "Nothing he said about you was true." And then he became a loyal friend. He told me all the business. He lives like actually right here in Atlanta. You know who you are. And he became the ops for the boyfriend. And he told me like stuff I would have never found out, including certain activities.
See, and this is why you don't bring your friends around and leave your stuff separate, because look at that.
Yeah, you're right.
I bet you he wish he never brought your ass around.
I know, and I never got back with the guy.
Well, you know all the tea. Well, now we're going to bring Miss Lawrence around and check in for our fashion segment.
We need that. I need help. I'm not a great dresser. I have good skin, though, but I'm not a great dresser, so I need Miss Lawrence's help. Miss Lawrence, we need your help.
Yes!
You are going to be putting us on to all the fashion trends, everything that's cool right now, everything that's going on and going down. You can help me and Claudia out because we love fashion and we know you know everything about fashion.
You know, I don't know if I know everything, but I do have a good eye. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
You know, I'm starting to see that fashion, especially as we're heading into spring, it's becoming a bit more relaxed. So coming out of winter, where we typically like to layer up and explore with a lot of different textures, this spring, I think, is going to be the complete opposite, right? So we're going to explore more with a lot of pastels. We're going to get into a lot of the utility voluminous bottoms. So back in the day, we used to call them cargo pants or cargo skirts. But I'm starting to see a lot of that, and I love it, too, because it kind of, those types of pieces kind of serves as their own conversation piece. So you can go a lot lighter at the top. So you can do tank tops. You can do your classic white shirt with a midi skirt. You don't have to shy away from your leathers. I love a leather bottom. I love a leather skirt or a leather pant. But if you choose to do leather in the spring, then we're going to go lighter at the top, right? Or vice versa. If you do a leather bomber jacket, as I have now, I keep it with some sweats or some sneakers. Because, you know, I like to lean, I'm at a point where me personally, I like to lean more into comfort, right? So I find statement pieces. I find those kind of whimsical moments to bring everything together. Hence my scarf that I have on. This is my favorite scarf. You'll see it a lot. But I always throw this on because I love the print. I love my beanie cap because, A, everybody ain't got no big, full, scratchy beanie cap like this. So anyway, I say that find your favorite accessories. What you think complements you and your personality the best. Pair it with what the current trends are for spring or summer moving forward. And voila, there you have it.
I'm glad you're giving us these trends. So I moved to Texas and gained like 30 pounds, and I recently lost 20 pounds. So during my weight gain, I bought everything in larges. So now I have to like redo my wardrobe now. So I'm really not knowing where to start. So I'm going to use some of your tips.
Listen, everybody has gained weight. It don't matter where you move to. Where, listen, the pandemic was not favorable for our waistlines, okay?
Right.
So I'm going to tell you what I do a lot. I'm not going to go get a whole new wardrobe. I'm not doing it. So I have a really great seamstress or tailor. Make them your friend. Go get stuff taken out. You can redesign stuff. I have some of my favorite shirts that I love, you know, the front of them. Cut the sleeves off. Pair it with the jacket. You know, I'm going to keep my stuff, and I'm going to get a good wear out of it. But yeah, right. Those are some of my little tricks of the trade when it comes to styling.
Because stuff is not cheap out there, even though, you know, Macy's does give you a good deal and we do get the good sales. But sometimes you do have that good piece that you're like, I don't want to let this go. I did either gain or lose something. So there is a way that you can still incorporate that piece. And I'm so glad you said that, because I am going to find me a seamstress, because there's a pair of, you said that it's not called cargo anymore. Tell us what it's called again.
Well, they're calling them like utility skirt or utility pants.
I guess we called it wasn't good enough.
Yeah, we call it cargo, child. Give me my cargo stuff, child. Put a lip gloss in one pocket, girl. Put a makeup compress compact in another, you know?
Exactly.
And so your keys in another.
Right, I got a good pair that I love, and they are falling off of me, because like Claudia gave me her trick and why we lost a couple pounds. So she gave me her trick, so I lost a couple pounds too. So now my utility pants are not utilizing my body.
We could talk about the clothing part of it all day, but we know fashion also goes into our beauty and how we present, like the makeup, you name it. So in the summertime, I personally lean more towards really good moisturizers, tinted moisturizers that have just a little bit of color in them. Yeah. And like like a bronzing type of with a bronzing type of finish. Paired with if you want to do a peachy cheek or a peachy lip, that keeps everything really light and fresh for when we get into these warmer climates during the season change.
Oh, I love that Macy's has all of that there. And you could go get your tinted moisturizer at Macy's. You could get your lip gloss popping.
You can get all of it. Yep.
You know what? I like the MAC counters in Macy's. Macy's has my favorite lip colors with MAC. So I rack up when I go in there.
MAC. That's the one I go to. I'm here in Atlanta, so I go to the MAC counter or the MAC store inside of Macy's, and I love, they have a compact of like maybe six different shades of concealer. So opposed to putting a full face foundation on, I do spot treatments on my face just to get some of my little blemishes, and that way I don't feel like I have on a lot of makeup, and I just do corrective makeup, and I put a powder and a bronzing powder. Or bronzing moisturizer on top, and I'm good to go for the rest of the day.
Well, shout out to Macy's for being your one-stop shop to get the leather pieces you spoke of, the cargo yes. pants, aka yes. utility pants, and come the makeup on. And everything, and the jewelry.
And the jewelry, yes.
That's right. And you can get a nice little scarf too, like Miss Lawrence, and you can make that your statement piece. All right.
Can I tell y'all the real? Let me tell y'all the real read behind this, right?
Please.
Speaking of when we gain weight, this contours this neck that's done got big. I put this beanie on because it draws everything up opposed to this way because I feel like my face is a little chubby right now, but I know how to get rid of it. I just haven't felt like it yet. I also call, while these are statement pieces, I also call them contour pieces.
I like that. I like that. Thank you for putting us on, Miss Lawrence. Yes. And you will be back with us next week and each and every week yes. to make sure you put us on to the trends and what we need to know. I feel like I'm ready for spring. I don't know about y'all.
Yeah. Can I propose yeah. a field trip one day where we can all get out of the studio? I think the three of us need to go to Macy's together with Miss Lawrence's guidance and we can pick out some pieces and we can have a fun, we can film and get some content. I think that'll be a fun day.
Let's do it. I'm here for it.
Thank you, Miss Lawrence. What would we do without you? I need his guidance, man.
Yes, I love this.
All right.
This is a good, I think we got to bring this one back.
Speaking of bringing things back, we're going to bring back all the shenanigans and goings on in L'Oreal's DMs because it goes down in L'Oreal's DMs.
Oh, my God. I had to block so many words out from the whole corny fiasco. I'm so tired of it. It's just, you know, I say things and I don't have no problem backing what mm-hmm. I say. Mm-hmm. But when I don't say something, I've got to still deal with it. That's the only thing. But you know what? People still cursing me out.
Why don't people understand that? Like, if you said it, it'd be one thing. But you didn't say it, but they want to make it where you said it so bad. So I understand continuing to defend yourself. And the more you defend yourself, the more people want to vilify you.
It's so great telling me to apologize. And, oh, I've seen you haven't grown. You're still the same. I'm like, okay, I apologize for what. But anyway, I'm only going to read one more negative DM because this took me the hell out. Like, you thought you was insulting me, but it actually was funny to me.
What did they
know?
Say?
And I don't know how much of Macy's is going to let us get away with this.
Oh, damn.
We might got to bleep some.
Macy's earmuffs. Put earmuffs on, little kids.
Okay, so I'm not going to... First, they said something meaner. I had curses, so I can't say that. But they said, I hope you get the meanest stomach cramp. You big forehead alien.
What? What?
Jelly bean forehead.
Wow.
You disabled creature.
Wow.
But wait, why is this supposed to ruin my day? And it actually cracked me up for probably, like, I had to read this tweet, this DM to about 100 people since I thought it was the
I'm glad you're at a place where you're laughing at it now.
But no, people are also, you know, they're getting back to writing the nice stuff. So let's read this one. Hey, L'Oreal, Miss Princess Queen. That's way better than disabled forehead jelly bean face.
Your forehead is not big. Let me see your forehead.
It's pretty big.
Is it?
I got a big forehead. I got a little big forehead.
Okay, a little bit.
But they say the most beautiful girls have big foreheads.
We do.
And with the best poom. Poom.
Macy's is not.
What?
L'Oreal's been nice doing the show.
What
with
can you say? Poom poom is fine.
It does sound cute.
Right, let's see. It's okay. Like a little flower.
Okay.
Not a rose. Anyway. Okay.
What
hey, Miss L'Oreal, Miss Princess Queen. I hope all is well with you, gorgeous. I'm Terrence, by the way. Terrence actually is not even a bad looker. He said, I love your pics and you are truly sensational, breathtaking. A breathtaking sight to look at. I want to say more because personally, I know I've been looking for love in all the wrong places because love is all I ever knew. But if it's meant to be, I'll keep faith. I think he wrote something there wrong.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm trying to follow it.
I mean,
that
it's a lot.
If I would ever have the honor and pleasure of us really talking within each other's gratefulness within my heart, couldn't even be more appreciative than anything. First of all,
it's giving prison. It's giving, like, he got a few words, that fancy words, he put them together, they didn't really go.
What happened? It's like he started off okay, and then he fell off the cliff.
He ran out of talent.
I will say this. You ran out of talent.
He ran out of talent. He expired early.
Proofreading will go a long way.
Yeah.
I do feel like when somebody's writing something either nasty or like loving and heartfelt and they mess up a word, it just messes up the whole.
So now you throw the whole man away?
Yeah, you got to throw the whole man away if you can't proofread. Or at least try to put the little asterisks and be like, I meant... It did start off nice,
and then it did go left. It did get a little weird.
Yeah, because I can't follow it, and it's mad hearts and prayer hands.
I say he's making a very defeated face.
Claudia, I'm not going in my DMs no more this week.
I don't think you should.
I'm going to just say, we're going to get back dressed. Let me put the clothes on Miss Lawrence told me to go shop for this week.
Oh, boy.
Pastels, right?
Pastels, yes. Pastels, yes.
What are we doing? What?
I'm saying goodbye.
We're listening to the Undressing Room podcast brought to you by Macy's. Claudia said that I said too much this episode, so I'm going to put all my clothes back on. I'm going to put my hoodie. I'm going to put my jacket.
Okay.
My Ralph Lauren jacket from Macy's.
Well, shopping always makes you feel better. After you have a rough week, we go to Macy's. We go get our shopping on, get a cute look.
My glasses came from Macy's. They Gucci.
Are they?
Yeah.
I do. I like those. They're cute.
Thank you. At Macy's, you can get them. Go find yours. And you'll find me there, too. And me and Claudia will be back next week, hopefully with some clothes on and not saying anything that offensive.
We probably will.
I like it better that way. It's almost not fun if you can't say what you want.
Listen, that's how comedy used to be, but then things got way too sensitive. Yeah. Listen, I think we need to get back to a time where we can have dialogue that sometimes is a little uncomfortable. It's not perfectly executed, but it's honest and it's real and it's raw.
Selective outrage.
Yeah, and if you can't have a conversation without, wait, I can't say this, I can't say that, I can't say this, it's going to get to a point where it's not going to even be fun to talk or to do comedy or to do these radio shows and podcasts anymore.
So that means you are going to finish watching Chris Rock special.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take some Red Bull and some caffeine pills so I can stay awake.
Why you said it like it was something? No, I'm going to take some Red Bull.
I got to use that as my drug to stay awake.
Okay. All right. So we'll talk about it more in depth next time.
Absolutely.
The Undressing Room podcast. We'll see you next week. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe.
And they can find you where?
Tell a friend to tell a friend. You can find me at Starring L'Oreal, StarringL'Oreal. Slide in the DMs. I'm going to make Claudia open hers up again because I love that. I don't like being exposed alone.
Okay, I'll expose myself with you. I will undress with you.
I love it.
Undress my DMs. And you can find me on social media at Claudia Jordan. And keep those crazy DMs coming because we're going to use it for content.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Undressing Room podcast. And be sure to check out all of our shows on the Urban One Podcast Network.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.